The two NGOs behind the effort of sensitizing communities to gender violence are the Agency for Cooperation and Research and Development, ACORD, and the Community Empowerment for Progress Organization, OCEPO. SEPO's Edmond Yakani says it is important that men become more involved in the fight against gender-based violence.
If those men can start raising up concerns about women's rights protection, promotion of women's rights, we feel it would be far better. And that's why I was saying, like, our module is the first pilot project is targeting really the rural communities to ensure that the rural communities' men have a discussion among themselves.
According to a 2008 ACORD survey in three counties in Central and Eastern Equatoria, most women do not report violent incidents. The study highlights conflicts, traditions, and poverty as major causes of violence against women. SEPO conducted a similar survey in six counties of Central Equatoria in 2011. They found that women seeking justice fail to bring their cases to authorities because they fear reprisals by their husbands, as well as the cost of hiring lawyers for any legal proceedings. Lillian Dudu Michael is a teacher and activist who has been working for 7 years to educate people about gender violence as well as HIV/AIDS. She says victims of violence are often stigmatized.
There's one case which I cannot disclose. A woman was raped and then they reported to a social worker. Then the social worker wanted to take that case to the police. Then the parents of the lady said they don't want that case to be reported because it will really spoil the reputation of their daughter and also their family.
Dudu says the more women know about their rights, the more likely they are to report violent incidents to authorities. Idiong Gilda Eliseo is from Eastern Equatoria. She says she knows of several cases where women suffered in silence due to cultural barriers.
Basically, in my tribe, Lotuko, it's something very common. Like, if I'm a girl in our tribe, if I'm maybe being engaged, my relatives or my brother should not see me standing with a boy on the road or somewhere, meaning I have to do it in a hidden way. The moment they see it, that is beating on me and beating on the what? On the boy.
She says some women endure beatings from their husbands for fear that if they get divorces, their families would have to pay back expensive dowries. Jada suggests offenders should be punished if violence against women is to be eradicated.
A man who happens to beat a woman, ABCD has to be done to that man, not just verbally, but by action. So that man X, who is a neighbor to that man, will fear that, oh, yesterday, if I beat mine, meaning the similar thing done to him will also be done to me. So in that sense, it will reduce.
John Robeck Roro is attending the workshop. He is a traditional chief from Lobonok Payam in Juba County and says he has learned a lot.
We are learning something we are not know it, but the teaching is going well. It's good. When we are finished, we can take the papers and then we are going to teach another people at the village. If I'm telling them, they can understand me. They can keep those teaching.
For VOA News, I am Mugume Devsura Karinj in Juba.